Well, what did they use the different rooms for? Like, where they just...
Well, they used their living room. They had, back then, they always had two beds in their living room.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't have no furniture. People didn't back then. And then in, our south room, Mama had three beds in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I remember she had an old dresser. And I guess that's about all she had in that room.
Well, did you consider it kind of a bedroom then?
It was a bedroom. That's all the rooms, you know, just them two was all places they had to keep beds.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was all the rooms that they had, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they'd have to keep
their beds there.
Yeah. And you said you had two fireplaces.
Uh-huh.
There.
One in each end of the cabin, like in this end here, like this was the cabin. See, there'd be one here
mm-hmm.
and one in yonder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the door would be in this side mm-hmm. of the house.
Yeah, good. Look how that looks. That looks good on that. Well, now,
did they cook on the fire
stove? Yeah, did you
cook?
We
have stove.
Oh, you have stove,
My mother
too?
Had a stove.
Oh.
Far back as I can ever remember. She had a little tiny thing, just had four little caps on it.
Oh, really? And now what would it burn?
What?
And what about in your fireplace? What did you
use? Burnt wood.
Oh, just all the same?
Just wood. That's all kind of heat people in
mm-hmm.
knew about.
Mm-hmm.
You know anything about gas or oil or mm-hmm. that.
Well, now in what would you call that open place on be on the floor in front of the fireplace?
It was a hearth.
And then up above that shelf there where you mm-hmm. might set things on the fire?
Yeah. Well, my mother kept her clock up there, and just, I don't know, just a bunch of little whatnots and some medicine bottles.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that piece up there?
Call it the fireboard.
Uh-huh. And then, you know, in the fireplace, those metal things that they'd set the logs on?
Yeah, that was called fire dogs, wasn't it, Gertrude?
That's right. And then, you know, they sometimes they have a great big old log that'd be so big it'd burn for days.
That's a back stick.
And then they'd, I don't think they have them big enough nowadays to put those fireplaces aren't as big. You know, I don't think they put those big ones in there anymore.
We have a fireplace right there now in this, and I stopped it up.
Oh, is that where it was?
That's a fireplace.
Oh, yeah. And that was a big one then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What about that little wood that you use, like, to start the fire with?
This kindling, we just get out and bust up stuff and make little dabs of kindling.
Mm-hmm. And that's what. Well, now in the stove, you had to get that old black stuff in it. You'd have to clean out.
Oh yeah, that's a soot.
And then, in the fireplace, you were talking about. Something about, I believe, they would use it for soap. They'd have to clean out the...
That's what that old ash hopper in
uh-huh.
yonder represents.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Each family had an ash hopper, and in the fall of the year, when they commenced gathering this wood in, you know, and burning it, they'd carry their ashes out and set them out and let them get cold, and they'd pour them in this ash hopper. And they kept it covered up all winter to keep them dry.
Oh.
And then when spring come, along about March, April, like, and they'd save all their soap grease. All the meat scraps and everything, they saved that.
Oh.
And they'd have the kids to carry water, you know, and fill this ash hopper up and get it to dripping.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd catch this lye. And they took that lye and that old meat grease, and that's the way they made their soap.
Mm. That's just amazing. I guess that'd be kind of messy when you were making
it. Oh, Lord, that's the best soap you've ever used in your
life.
It's as good as anything.